Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Future of Money, How the Digital Revolution is Transforming Currencies and Finance is a nonfiction economics and finance book by Eswar S. Prasad that examines how digital technologies are changing the structure, use, and meaning of money. Drawing on the author's background as a Cornell economist and former IMF official, the book looks at cryptocurrencies, stablecoins, central bank digital currencies, fintech platforms, and the broader modernization of payments and financial services. Its purpose is not to advocate a single technological solution, but to explain the forces pushing the monetary system toward disruption and the trade-offs that come with that change. Prasad shows how cash, bank deposits, and state-backed currencies may be reshaped by digital competition, while also considering the implications for privacy, stability, regulation, and financial inclusion. The result is a wide-ranging guide to one of the most important transitions in modern economic life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why money is becoming a digital system rather than a physical object. A central idea in the book is that money is moving away from paper and coins toward digital forms that can be transferred, stored, and programmed through electronic networks. Prasad argues that this is not merely a change in payment method, but a structural shift in how money functions. Once transactions become digital by default, the traditional role of cash weakens, and the institutions that issue, clear, and regulate money must adapt. The book explains this transition in practical terms, showing why governments, central banks, and private firms are all competing to shape the next generation of monetary infrastructure. This matters because the form of money affects transaction speed, access, traceability, and the balance of power between public and private actors. Prasad treats digitization as the starting point for nearly every other change in the book. Secondly, central bank digital currencies as the most consequential innovation. Prasad gives special attention to central bank digital currencies, or CBDCs, which he treats as a more profound development than many cryptocurrencies because they extend direct public money into the digital realm. He explores why central banks in different countries are studying or piloting their own digital currency, and what problems they hope to solve, including faster payments, broader access, and improved monetary control. At the same time, he makes clear that CBDCs would alter the relationship between citizens, banks, and the state. A widely used CBDC could reduce dependence on traditional deposit accounts for everyday payments, which would force financial intermediaries to justify their role more carefully. The book therefore presents CBDCs not as a technical novelty, but as a policy question about trust, supervision, and the future architecture of money. Thirdly, cryptocurrencies and blockchain as useful innovations with clear limits. The book does not dismiss cryptocurrencies, but it places them in a realistic framework. Prasad explains how blockchain and distributed ledger systems work, and why they attracted attention as alternatives to traditional financial infrastructure. He also notes that the original promise of cryptocurrencies as everyday payment tools has not been fully realized, especially when compared with their volatility and limited scalability. This is an important distinction in the book. Innovation does not automatically create a better money. Prasad separates the technical achievement of decentralized systems from their economic usefulness in ordinary commerce. By doing so, he avoids both hype and cynicism. The reader comes away understanding that blockchain can support new financial applications, but that widespread adoption depends on issues such as stability, governance, and cost. The chapter-level value of this discussion is that it shows how to evaluate financial technology by function rather than by novelty alone. Fourthly, fintech is expanding financial access while changing the role of intermediaries. Another major theme is the rise of fintech services such as mobile money, peer-to-peer lending, microinsurance, and other digital financial platforms. Prasad uses examples from East Africa, China, and other markets to show that technology has already brought millions of people into the financial system who were previously underserved. This is one of the book's strongest practical arguments: digital finance can lower transaction costs, increase convenience, and broaden access to basic financial services. Yet Prasad also emphasizes that these gains come with new forms of risk and dependence on platforms, networks, and data systems. Traditional intermediaries such as banks are not simply disappearing. They are being forced to compete with new entrants and new business models. The book is especially useful here because it links inclusion and efficiency to the deeper question of who controls the customer relationship in modern finance. Lastly, the trade-offs of a new monetary order: efficiency, stability, privacy, and regulation. Prasad consistently frames the future of money as a set of trade-offs rather than a one-directional upgrade. Digital systems may make payments faster and cheaper, improve access for the unbanked, and give policymakers better tools, but they can also weaken privacy, increase surveillance, and create new vulnerabilities if not managed carefully. He pays close attention to regulation, because the design of payment systems and digital currencies determines whether innovation supports stability or undermines it. This broader framework is one of the book's key strengths. It places monetary technology inside public policy, not just market competition. Readers are encouraged to think about how rules, institutions, and incentives shape outcomes, especially when new tools move faster than legal systems can adapt. The book's analysis is valuable because it connects technical change to social consequences and shows that the future monetary system will be judged not only by speed and convenience, but also by fairness and resilience. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a serious, non-technical, but still rigorous overview of where money and finance are headed. Policymakers, investors, economists, finance professionals, students, and general readers interested in digital currency debates will all find value in it. Its practical benefit is that it clarifies the differences between cryptocurrencies, stablecoins, CBDCs, and fintech platforms, while also explaining why these distinctions matter for banks, markets, and everyday users. Its intellectual value is that it treats the future of money as a systems question, not a gadget story. Compared with many books on the topic, it stands out for its balance. It is neither promotional nor alarmist. Prasad combines historical context, policy analysis, and global examples to show how digital finance affects inclusion, competition, regulation, and monetary sovereignty. That breadth makes the book especially useful for readers who want one well-researched guide to the central questions shaping the next phase of the financial system. If you would like to support Iswar S. Prasad, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.